Following Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio's recommendation, the Tampa City Council today voted 5-2 to rescind their nearly two-month-long ban on lawn watering beginning next Monday. That means those with sprinkling systems will be able to water their lawns once a week from midnight to 4 a.m. Those who do not have a sprinkling system can water from 6 to 8 a.m. or 6 to 10 p.m. Council members Charlie Miranda and Mary Mulhern voted no.
I think that a three-year drought is not solved by 2 weeks of rain. I just don't understand why we lift these restrictions just because it rained for 2 weeks. I think that we have not solved the drought that we've had. The creeks aren't flowing, the ponds are near to empty. It's still dry out there. The land has soaked up every bit of water. We're not there yet.
Charlie Miranda said the council was setting a bad precedent by reversing themselves on their ban.
If this ever happens again, the public is not going to give us the support they've given us now because they think that we're not truthful.
In a memo written and distributed on Wednesday, Mayor Iorio said the recent heavy rains had lifted the water levels in the Hillsborough River, where the city gets most of its drinking water. Drought-like conditions earlier this year originally led the administration to bring the council two different options to deal with the water crisis in late March. One was to restrict watering to just once every 2 weeks. The other was for an outright ban. The council then voted for that ban 6-1. Councilman John Dingfelder was that one nay vote, and he's remained a strong advocate in insisting that the ban has been too onerous on some Tampa residents.
The bottom line is we've gone from 20 million gallons a day flow down the river, which is extremely low, and now we're at tenfold of that because of the rains up in the upper part of the Hillsborough River and the Green Swamp and everywhere else. It's coming down the river, and we're now at 213 million gallons a day. The emergency is over. Let's get rid of this and go to the Swift Mud regulations, which are still pretty stringent. It's once a week watering, like we have been doing for a long, long period of time. It's rationable. It's reasonable. Let's get on with it.
The ban has been controversial, and since its implementation, several council members have since peeled away from their initial votes and have been aggressive about reversing it. Council Chairman Thomas Scott has steadfastly supported the restrictions, but he said that the conditions for which he has maintained that view were based on the mayor's goal of waiting for the reservoir to reach 21 feet and the flow down the river to be 60 million gallons. Since those numbers have been reached, he said he owed it to the public to now reverse the ban.
I think the public respects honesty. I think the public respect when you say, okay, these are the conditions that you say you're going to put the emergency order on based on these two items here. We did that. We kept our word. And I think that's important for the public to know that. We kept our word as elected officials. We said we need to put in effect this emergency order based on these two conditions. We have met them.
But the vote was nearly delayed after City Council Attorney Marty Shelby said he was concerned about how the Iorio administration had presented the ordinance to the council.
This would be dependent, would be considered repealed if the district Swift Mud changes its order. And I'm concerned that that might be an improper delegation of legislative authority, because this would remain on the books and somebody would have to go to Swift Mud to refer to their orders to see if this item was superseded. I don't know whether it can be cured, but it's just a concern that I have, and it's a concern that may have been able to be addressed had I had the opportunity to do some research on the issue.